In summary, the Hazard Service's initial operating capability replaces the legacy WarnGen, GHG, and RiverPro Hydro Watch Warning and Advisory product generation. The legacy Hydro Watch Warning and Advisory product generation is available during IOC, but it will soon be retired and removed. The products supported in IOC are all Watch Warning and Advisory products and statements for flash flood, aerial flood, river flood, as well as the hydrologic statement, hydrologic outlook, and RVS river statements. It's important to recognize that there's no new policy or products with IOC. The transition from the previous product-centric approach to a more information-centric approach will continue to evolve in future versions of the software. The recommenders and tools in Hydro IOC are accessed through the Tools button in the console. The Flash Flood recommender is an FFMP-based recommender. The River Flood recommender uses the Hydro database to compare observed and forecast stages to different flood stage categories at forecast points. You can run it for a single forecast point by selecting a forecast point in the Hydro perspective and using a right-click menu, or you can run the recommender from the Tools button and work with multiple forecast points to issue segmented hazards from the selected set you choose. The burn scar and dam levee tools are selected from a simple list the focal point creates using a default shapefile and metadata. The Create RVS tool allows forecasters to issue RVS statements containing the current stage levels for forecast points. And because the RVS isn't technically a hazard event, it's unique in bypassing the HID. The settings are a key way to filter different types of hazards and tools from the console and spatial display. It also optimizes the columns in the console for a particular hazard type. The All setting works with all hazards. The ESF only works with the hydrologic outlook. The Non-River works with all hydro hazards except river. The River works with river hazards and the hydrologic statements and outlooks. And the Warning Advisory works with all hydro products except watches. Hazard Services has implemented smart logic for statements and hazard transitions that's intuitive and mostly automatic. The general philosophy is grab and go for issuing follow-on statements and issued hazards. For follow-up point-based flood hazards, always remember to rerun the River Flood Recommender to update the HID with the latest observed and forecast stage values. Most of the extra interactions for ending, expiring, or copying that are not automatic are a simple right-click in the console. This completes the training for Hydro IOC. When you're ready to take the quiz, advance to the next slide. You can click on this link if you want to reflect on the learning objectives one last time.